Nicole's standing right there.
This was the end of that day, right?
Oh, yeah, this is like the last scene that we filmed.
Yeah.
From this episode.
Oh, yeah, that was a long, long day. Trying to get all that stuff done. Was that Charlie? I think that Charlie just got on.
Charlie, one of our PAs.
There he is.
Oh,
look at him.
Charlie. That guy can sing Bon Jovi like you will not believe.
Ridiculous.
That's amazing.
He's the incarnate. You can quote me on that, Chucky. Look at him. He's so happy.
So tux. Are they drinking champagne or sparkling cider?
I don't know. Probably champagne. I think we're allowed to drink now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Because I remember, like, the props guys were like, we're allowed to give you drinks now.
Are we in Europe? Did we go from 18 to 21?
We're rich. You get to drink at these things, I guess. That was a great scene with them dancing. I
know.
Ooh. Yeah. Maybe they're starting up
he
the
looks
whole
like Maya there.
Pablo romance. There's all our extras dancing.
This is a really hard line.
Where?
That one. It was like a mouthful.
Really? My hard line was my...
What's it? Mean, big, strong caveman?
Oh, man. I had so much trouble with that because I...
There's some lines that are so hard.
They're so hard because I just didn't think it was funny.
Well, that's what you have to do.
And
that's our job. Isn't that?
Yeah, it was just rough. I was hoping that they'd cut it, but apparently they used it. can you do?
Dun, dun, dun.
You're gonna learn.
That's right, he's married.
To Danny. Oh, yes, the raffle.
The poop.
That thing was really light, too, so you could, like, really throw it around. And it kind of looked, like, expensive, but I don't know what they made it out of. Here we go. Oh, they haven't even seen it yet, so now they get to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Lucy! Exactly. He's doing all that. What a... It's a party stopper. Ray's diner.
Goodbye.
Smack.
Don't worry. I love you. It's not 'cause you're money.
Chris is with
Carrie. I have more money than you now.
You probably do, actually. Oh, this next part, we're rehearsing. They were like, all right, I'm about to smash some stuff. And they were like, let's rehearse it once. Just don't hit it. And I was like, okay. And then I totally forgot, so I thought they were filming. And I just got so into it, I smacked it all off. They're like, we told you not to hit it. They had to reset everything, like, all perfectly. I felt so bad.
I bet Gary Goodman was really excited.
Whoa. Was that the moon or the sun? Like they've been kissing all night?
Mm. Where is that?
That's outside of Caruso's house. That's next to their fake pond.
Oh.
Caruso's house is gorgeous.
There's my house.
It's your Airstream.
When I have a scene that I've just woken up. I don't like wearing a lot of makeup anyway, but I ask them to really take it down and, you know, just make me as basic as possible. And then I also will just lay in the bed while he set up the shot.
Yeah. And there's been times that you actually fall asleep.
I fell asleep one time. But it worked because they came and knocked on the stall and it really woke me up. So I was a little disoriented, which is great. But yeah, I can fall asleep really easily.
It's awesome to have Kieran on the show too.
Yeah.
Hope he stays around too.
I think this is one of the first scenes that we did. Because we do Rain Tree first. All the Rain Tree stuff, usually trailer stuff.
So that we can make sure we don't get rained out.
Yeah.
Start with Rain Tree. And then we usually finish on the stage so that we can push everything to that if we need to.
It's really not that bad to break up with someone on voicemail.
Really?
I mean, if you're not that serious.
Yeah, if you're not this, I don't know. I mean, I think you should.
He should be punished. He should be spanked.
Probably at least. Wow. Yeah. There's never a good way to do it, I don't think.
Well, there's never a good way, but.
Voicemail's better than email, I think, at least. So at least it's a person's voice than just like. But in his situation. It's cold today. Look at their breath. When we're actually wearing jackets, you know it's wicked cold out because most of the time we can pull it off. But then it's like sometimes they're like, it's just so cold, you have to wear a jacket. So crazy to see it all cut together because you can remember, you know, like we filmed this in 7 days and you can remember like, you know, where each time was, but like, you know, because we don't film in order, so it's so weird to see like all this stuff we did before. Oh, we did all this after the ball, right?
No, or this was before.
Really?
Oh, but it
was on the stage. So.
But maybe we combined 2 days on the stage because I remember this was one of the first scenes and I remember really struggling with how I felt about this. Because, like, we hadn't, you know, it's like usually when you go through the whole episode, usually the last stuff, I feel like a lot of it we do wait, some of it. But when it's, I don't know, when it's emotional like this.
Mm-hmm. It's hard, like, when you're just starting the episode, because you don't really get
to figure out where you are.
Yeah. Especially since you've just finished the last episode, you know, you're still kind of connected to that.
Yeah.
You have to, like, jump in and figure out where you are. That's
when a whole lot's happened.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing, from coming from. You know, my background in theater too is like you have to build everything up, you know. Whereas with film and everything, it's like you have to just be able to already have done all that work and then be able to just jump to each spot, you know, randomly.
Thanks everyone so much for watching.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. It was cool to watch it. It's the first time I got to see the whole cut. And hopefully we were kind of interesting.
Thanks.
Later.